Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Dawson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Cooper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Damon Berryhill. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Carlos Rodriguez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peña. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mark Clark. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to second. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brunansky strikes out. There goes Dawson. The throw from Peña to second, and Dawson is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Murray reaches second base with a double. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to third. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nixon. Tommy reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berryhill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berryhill for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rodriguez hits a fly ball towards left. Bell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bell. Rodriguez moves to second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lofton hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dawson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dawson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Murray strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to third. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. Greenwell scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berryhill is 0 for 1 in the game. Berryhill hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. 1 out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Kirby. The throw from Berryhill and he is out, Valentin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Valentin moves to third. Eric Plunk now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Dawson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Vaughn. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Vaughn steals second. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lofton moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 2 in the game. Berga hits a line drive towards short. Valentin catches it and steps on second to double up Lofton. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Murray. The throw from Berryhill and he is safe. Murray steals second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brunansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berryhill is 0 for 2 in the game. Berryhill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berryhill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thome strikes out. One out. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Peña reaches second base with a double. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kirby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Peña scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lofton scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Sergio Valdez now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Tony Foss is now pitching. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 3 in the game. Sorrento hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza now playing third base. Carlos Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops it up and throws to first, with Plunk covering, for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Nixon moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nixon moves to third. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Peña hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Espinoza moves to second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kirby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kirby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. Espinoza moves to third. One out. Ruben Amaro pinch hits for Kenny Lofton. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Amaro takes first base on ball four. Kirby moves to second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vizquel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Espinoza scores. Kirby moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Berga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Berga hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ruben Amaro now playing center field. Jose Mesa now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mesa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Greenwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenwell strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kirby. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field. Amaro picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Amaro. Brunansky scores. Cooper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. Damon Berryhill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Berryhill is 0-for-3 in the game. Berryhill strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.